Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listening to the KRLD Morning News, I'm Joe Kelly. Live in the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather. 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. In tonight's NBA draft, the Mavericks are widely expected to make teenage phenom Cooper Flagg their first pick.
After 1 year at Duke, Flagg is the consensus top pick in this year's draft. But even as a kid growing up in Maine, his hometown knew he was someone special.
It's not many times you can see a high school freshman get the ball at the top of the three-point line, take one dribble and two steps, and just hammer home a dunk.
Flagg's high school principal, Mary Nadeau, tells NBC5 it was kind of jaw-dropping to see Flagg in person. If, as is assumed, Flagg is picked by Dallas, he's likely to sign a 4-year rookie deal worth about $63 million. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 7:06, and we did want to just point out again that watch party tonight, $10 for that watch party this evening. The teen accused in a deadly stabbing at a Frisco track meet is indicted for first-degree murder. Carmelo Anthony's attorney, Mike Howard, says the indictment was not a surprise.
We expect that when the full story is heard, the prosecution will not be able to rule out the reasonable doubt that Carmelo Anthony may have acted in self-defense.
A Collin County grand jury charged the 17-year-old with killing fellow student Austin Metcalf in early April, DA Greg Willis.
Now, we know this case has struck a deep nerve here in Collin County and beyond, and that's understandable. When something like this happens at a school event, it shakes people to the core.
Anthony's been on house arrest with an ankle monitor since late April. He admitted to the stabbing but told police it was in self-defense.
The operator of the Texas power grid is trying to ease some fears about reliability this summer. It's looking like another long, hot Texas summer. No surprise there, but the ERCOT board was told this week that the risk of rolling brownouts is very low.
As you look at our probabilistic modeling, we're showing that compared to last summer, the risk has decreased.
Christy Hobbs with the Electric Reliability Council says that has changed a lot since last summer, which the risk was a lot higher. The state, she says, has added about 10,000 megawatts of power, mostly from solar and batteries.
There is new data showing that Texas continues to lead the way on job creation.
Governor Greg Abbott is celebrating the data showing that not only did Texas lead the nation in job creation last month, but Texas has led the nation in job creation dating back to May of 2024. Abbott said, working with the legislature, we had the most successful legislative session that furthered pro-growth policies, expanding career and technical training programs, and removing unnecessary regulatory barriers for businesses. Texas added over 28,000 jobs in May, and the year-to-year figure stands at more than 213,000 new jobs. From the 24-hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
New this morning, the USS Gerald R. Ford, the world's largest carrier, and its battle fleet have left Naval Station Norfolk in Virginia, and they're headed to the European theater, where it's going to be closer to Israel. Carmelo Anthony, now 18, indicted for first-degree murder in the April 2nd stabbing death of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf during a Frisco ISD track meet. A trial date not set yet. Well, it should be an historic night in Dallas as the Mavericks prepare to make their first ever number one overall draft pick. The AAC will be buzzing with giveaways, concession specials, and appearances by Mavs legends during the watch party. $10 admission.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, because you've got the time, we've got the headlines. It's your 20-minute morning briefing, and it begins now. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show. It's 7:22.
22 after 7, I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Texas Republicans are continuing their crusade against DEI.
A new law bans all forced diversity and inclusion programs in public schools. Conservatives claim that DEI is dividing the public.
We've got to ban DEI in our public schools so that there's no question that we are rooting out that ideology.
Sherry Sylvester is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Under the new law, public schools cannot have a DEI office, and teacher training must be screened to make sure it's not filled with DEI ideology. But even though it was signed by the governor, the law may never go into effect. The ACLU is suing to stop it before it goes into effect this fall. From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The only line item veto Governor Abbott made this session to the state's $338 billion budget was for a summer lunch program for low-income Texas kids.
This is truly abandoning and harming the most vulnerable among us, and it's reprehensible.
That's Stacy Sanchez, and she's the director of the No Kid Hungry Texas. It pushed for the bipartisan support for the $60 million appropriation in the state budget. Governor Abbott's reason for the veto reads as follows. Once there is more clarity about the long-term fiscal ramifications for creating such a program, the legislature can reconsider funding it.
The reason given for the veto, right, that there's uncertainty regarding the federal budget and the SNAP program, it's completely unfounded. Summer EBT matching funds are not tied to SNAP rates, period.
Almost 4 million eligible Texas kids would have received $120 apiece for summer lunches.
Investors can put their money into a new exchange-traded fund made up entirely of companies based in Texas. It's called iShares Texas Equity. It will be listed on the NASDAQ exchange. Jay Jacobs with BlackRock says people want to invest in Texas-based companies, but identifying those companies can take time.
But for Russell to do this, which is the index provider behind this fund, they're very good at creating indexes. They can do this research, identify those 191 plus companies that are headquartered in Texas, and we can package it up into the convenience of an ETF.
More than 50 Fortune 500 companies are based in Texas. The stocks in the new ETF include some big names like AT&T and American Airlines.
Speaking about investments, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station for business and market updates, are KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Good morning. Well, you know, we opened just within an eye blink of an all-time high in the market. The S&P 500 is the gauge that we watch most closely, and the all-time high is 6144. We're at 6,092, so that's, what, 50 points or something away from an all-time high. Now, when was the all-time high? Well, it was February the 19th of this year. It has been a long road. February the 19th, we turned around and started going straight down, and then we bottomed out, and now we've come back up. And in fact, the S&P average is 22% off its April low. That is a big turnaround. And boy, it's nice to see too. So we'll see if we can make it today. As it is, the S&P average, which probably needs 50 points, looks up about a dozen right now. The NASDAQ looks up 78. That'll be the best performer so far anyway. And the Dow looks up 29 points. There is this sort of uneasy calm as the Iran-Israel ceasefire seems to hold out. There is some debate that's being played out about whether it was total destruction or just a few weeks for those nukes. But I don't know that the market really cares unless we go back to fighting again. Crude's up 22 cents, 64.59. So that's the market's way of saying we don't think so. Gold's up $7.90. So it's kind of reversing after a big slide over the last couple of days, but not very much. And interest rates are steady, 4.31%. So the focus, assuming things hold in the Middle East, Focus goes back to Jay Powell. He's back testifying before the Senate Banking Committee. Yesterday, the chairman of the Fed said, you know, we're just in no rush. We're just going to kind of wait and see. We want, but maybe he'll get more clarification. He'll be peppered with questions by members of the Senate Banking Committee, and they'll be of a different nature than we saw in the House. So that's one thing. Then we've got some economic news. New home sales coming out at 9 o'clock this morning. But more than anything, we just want to hold on to the gains that we've seen. Right now, it looks like we're going to. The Dow looks up 29 points. The NASDAQ up 78. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
727 now in the KRLD Morning News.
Before police sirens or helicopters arrive, what civilians do in the first moments of an active shooter event can make all the difference. That's the message behind the CRAZE training, hosted by more than 30 North Texas agencies this weekend.
And what they do in the first seconds of an event, before the sirens, before the help arrives, before the guns and the bulletproof vests arrive, what they do absolutely matters as to the outcome.
Jeff Williams is a retired lieutenant colonel with Texas DPS. The FBI says Texas had the most active shooter events last year. CRAZE stands for Civilian Response to Active Shooter Events, and trainings are on Saturday. They're free to the public. You can find more info about a session near you in this story at KRLD.com.
A rough start to the robo-taxi era for Tesla.
Tesla robo-taxi incidents caught on camera in just the first 2 days of the Tesla rollout in Austin already have regulators' attention.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's contacted Tesla after reviewing online videos of robo-taxis allegedly in the wrong lane and speeding on roads in Austin, Texas. Tesla began a limited paid robo-taxi service with a dozen or so cars in the city on Sunday.
CNBC's Silvana Hanau.
That's Jessica Ettinger reporting.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.